The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, commemorates the creation of the world. According to the sages, however, the world was created on the 25th of the preceding Hebrew month of Elul, so that Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the Hebrew month of Tishrei, actually marks the sixth day of creation, the day on which God created man. Why do we commemorate the creation of man and not the creation of the whole world? At first this seems strange, since the creation of the world demonstrates God's absolute power and unique ability to create something from nothing, which derived from his unlimited essence. But the creation of man opened up a new and deeper relationship between God and the created world. Of all the beings in the physical and spiritual realms, only man can choose to accept God's kingship. Only man's relationship with God stems from conscious decision and free will. Though God creates and regulates all the other beings in the physical and spiritual realms, including the angels, they do not consciously accept this relationship. Their link with God flows from God's creative force. It does not result from their own decision. With the creation of man, God introduced the potential for voluntary acceptance of his unity and active consent to his will. Unlike every other created being, man has the choice of accepting God's dominion or rebelling against it. Man alone has been empowered to acknowledge the unity of God through his own thought processes and to relate to God as his king. But why should man's awareness and recognition be of such importance to God? Our sages teach that God created the world because he desired a dwelling place in the lower worlds. In order for this desire to be completely realized, the establishment of God's dwelling place requires not only that his providence is extended into these lowly realms, but also that those realms will be aware of the godliness in their midst and accept it. Only then is God's dwelling place in the lower worlds complete. Before man's creation, godliness and the world appeared to be opposites. Only with the creation of man on the sixth day did the possibility for an internalized awareness of God come into being. With this teaching from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we can begin to understand why Rosh Hashanah is so important that it is called the birthday of the world, and why God chose it to be the annual day of judgment for all mankind, and for every single being in the earth below and the heavens above. As such, it is relevant to all people, and this especially includes righteous Gentiles, who properly observe the Torah's seven commandments for the children of Noah. The Hebrew month of Elul, which precedes Rosh Hashanah, is provided by God as a time of repentance and rededication through our love and fear of Him. To help motivate this, many Jews have the custom to listen to a sounding of the ram's horn, the shofar, every weekday in the month before Rosh Hashanah. Since you may not have heard this yet, we now provide you with a recording. Best wishes from www.asknoah.org for a good and sweet year.